time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy. Everything's kosher.
Oh, it is for now. Tom, join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Super Wilf.
Hey, Hug.
And my homegirl, Dominique.
Hug.
Where's Jay today? Is it interracial dating day? Or is he on vacation again?
Again, yes.
That Negro take off more than a deadbeat daddy. How many Jaycations is this? He take off more than Tony Romo on the Cowboys.
Wow.
Which is messed up because yesterday the Cowboy fans really thought they had a chance on beating the Giants yesterday. Yep, they had amnesia that their quarterback was Romo. Speaking about Romo, I heard Donald Trump's supposed to be making a big announcement today regarding Tony Romo's leadership. I heard he's supposed to donate $5 million to Jerry Jones so Dallas can get a quarterback. Now, my sister's a diehard Cowboy fan, and she called me premature celebrating when Romo threw that supposedly winning touchdown to Dez Mama Boy Bryant. The Cowboys went crazy. They were waving their lassos in the air like they just didn't care. And they were saying all types of stuff like the Giants ain't shiggity and explaining how they were down 23-0. But nope. The replacement refs have been replaced, y'all. And it was the second time Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant crossed the line. Oh, it was the second time. Yeah, I remember the first time.
Second? Mm-hmm.
But who am I to talk about the Cowboys when my damn Washington Redskins lost another again? Pittsburgh Steelers beat us in the ugliest uniforms known to mankind.
Is that the truth?
Now, we literally have more L's than literally. Literally. How the hell you drop 10 passes in the NFL? They were dropping passes like Bobby Brown getting dropped from his insurance company, Tom. And if that 27-12 ass whooping wasn't enough, here come Hurricane Sandy about to give Washington and the rest of the East Coast another beatdown. Tom, the meteorologist mofos are talking about Hurricane Sandy is a superstorm that would affect millions of people. They're passing out snowbags. I hear the Redskins receivers drop like 10 sandbags, Tom. Oh, it's bad. Schools are closed, D.C. and federal government closed, the metro's closed, Amtrak from D.C. to Boston closed, D.C. ticket writers closed. You know it's bad when the carryouts and the liquor stores are talking about closing early. You hear I say closing early. They ain't no fools. They going to get their money. I've been doing some pre-sanding preparations looking for a strip club with a fallout shelter. People, stay your ass home. Even the Republicans, stay your ass home. Tom, let me tell you what my cousin Nardo said. He thinks the Republicans had something to do with Hurricane Sandy, so he can't early vote for President Obama. That's what he said.
Yeah.
I said, if you don't shut your 47% ass up. And Tom Silverdome, as dangerous as Hurricane Sandy is, I saw some people on the news at the beach surfing. Now, I don't even have to say their race. Right. But I'll tell you what, you won't see no brothers throwing no damn horseshoes in this weather. Stores are out of water and batteries and generators, which means women do not want their batteries to die on them.
That's right.
So they can have a backup with the generator.
Yes, sir.
Tom, I got to go. I got to prepare for this storm. It could be a six-pack of Yoo-Hoo.
Good job.
24, before the hour.
Make that-